Welcome to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. What a fantastic program we have in store for you. We talk with U.S. Senator John Hoeven about the Dakota Access Pipeline, as well as North Dakota Governor Jack Dalrymple, plus the president of Red River Oilfield Services, Curtis Shuck. All that, plus much more on today's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we hear from U.S. Senator John Hoeven.
I rise to speak today and also to respond to comments from some of my colleagues on the Dakota Access Pipeline and the ongoing protests in my state of North Dakota. Here we have a chart showing the Dakota Access Pipeline. It's a 1,172-mile crude oil pipeline from the Bakken oil fields near Stanley, North Dakota, to refineries and terminals. It actually connects to Patoka, Illinois, and then that light crude can go into eastern refineries. It'll move 470,000 barrels of oil daily from the Bakken in North Dakota and Montana, as I say, to eastern markets and to refineries that depend on that light sweet crude. And this is high quality. This is the lightest, sweetest crude that we produce. So it's very high quality oil. And the other thing that's important to understand is this oil is already moving. It's already moving to these markets. But right now it's moving by rail and it's moving by truck. So this is oil that is already being moved. And what this pipeline does is it actually increases the efficiency and the safety with which we move oil that is already being transported to these eastern markets. Furthermore, the project's undergone years of thorough state regulatory reviews and an extensive federal environmental assessment, which found no significant environmental impact. Again, the environmental assessment found no significant environmental impact. It's been twice challenged and twice upheld, including by the Obama administration's own appointees in federal court. The federal courts found that the Army Corps had followed the appropriate process, that the Standing Rock Tribe was properly consulted, and that the project can lawfully proceed. Now, everyone has a right to be heard, but it must be done lawfully and peacefully. Whether this is during the permitting process with its opportunities for public comment or disputing the outcome through the court system. And of course, that's what we have the court system for. The court system hears grievances and provides dispute resolution. The ongoing protest activities which are occurring in North Dakota, which at times have been violent, are being prolonged and intensified by the Obama administration's refusal to approve the final remaining easement at Lake Oahe. This inaction has inflamed tensions, strained state and local resources, and most importantly, is needlessly putting people at risk, including tribal members, protesters, law enforcement officers, construction workers, and area residents, our farmers and our ranchers who live and work in the area of the pipeline. It's past time that the final easement is approved and construction is completed. We need to get this issue resolved. It is past time to get this issue resolved. As the record demonstrates, it should be done so on its merits through the previously established regulatory and legal process. In other words, follow the law. We're a country of laws, follow the law. Further, the federal law enforcement agencies should help our state and local law enforcement officers to ensure that the law is followed, prevent violent and unlawful protests, and see that the peace is maintained. Our law enforcement officers have worked professionally, diligently, and tirelessly to protect the public. So to further describe the situation, let me provide some background. Now, the company developed the route for Dakota Access Pipeline beginning in 2014. The current path will run parallel to an existing Northern Border Gas Pipeline, which was placed into service in 1982, as well as an existing high-voltage electric transmission line. So the point is, in North Dakota, this is an already established right-of-way for energy infrastructure. You've already got an existing gas line that goes through this same route, and you have a high-voltage transmission line as well. Now, 99% of the route for the Dakota Access Pipeline crosses private land. 99% is on private land. Only 3% of the work needed to build the pipeline requires federal approval of any kind, and only 1% of the pipeline affects U.S. waterways. To date, the pipeline is already 98% complete in North Dakota. It's 98% done in North Dakota, and it's 86% complete overall, all the way from North Dakota to Illinois. And that includes the route around and up to the final 0.2-mile portion of the Missouri River, which is where most of this protest is occurring. This area of the river, known as Lake Owyhee, is controlled by the Army Corps for flood control purposes and requires one remaining federal easement. The segment at the center of this debate is a small section planned to traverse under Lake Owyhee, which would occur at a depth of 92 to 117 feet below the riverbed. In other words, the pipeline doesn't enter the river at all. It's about 100 feet below the river, and that's very important to understand. In fact, where it crosses, as I say, underneath the river, it is 100% adjacent to an existing natural gas pipeline. In other words, it follows a pipeline that's already built and is there now, an existing natural gas pipeline. This was done so that any ground disturbances would not harm any cultural or tribal features. That's why they followed this right of way.
To listen to the full-length interview or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
And I was born on the first day of my life, and I was 2 years old when John Lennon died.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of Kids in Capitalism. I would like to take this time to talk to you about Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. If you are looking to buy or sell a home, you need to give Hatch Realty a call today. Hatch Realty is the number one real estate team in North Dakota, according to the Wall Street Journal, and is featured in Inc. Magazine's 5,000 Fastest Growing Private Companies in America. Eric Hatch has been endorsed by Barbara Corcoran from the hit show Shark Tank. He was voted Best Real Estate Agent by the firm of Fargo Moorhead, is an Alumni Association Horizon Award winner from North Dakota State University, and the host of Real Estate Radio. When buying or selling real estate, there is only one company to call, and that's Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Give Eric Hatch and Hatch Realty a call today at 701-212-1572. Again, that's 701-212-1572. Or check them out online at livefargomoorhead.com. Again, that's livefargomoorhead.com. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate.
The oil and gas industry is coming back, and you need a source to keep up to date on the industry. Check out Oil Man, the magazine for leaders in the American energy industry. Each issue gives you a competitive edge with the latest oil and gas news. In addition to the news and analysis, the Oil Man brings you exciting features, publishes photos from yesteryear that chronicle the history of the oil and gas industry. Visit oilman.com to learn more and subscribe today. That's theoilman.com.
A perfect winter getaway is waiting for you in the Black Hills. The Lodge at Deadwood Gaming Resort offers luxurious guest rooms, first-class casual fine dining, and the largest convention facility in the area. Recently voted best casino, hotel, and restaurant in the Black Hills, the Lodge at Deadwood has everything you need for the perfect winter getaway. Skiing and snowmobiling are located just minutes from the Lodge. Or ask about gaming and spa packages. Elevate your experience. Visit deadwoodlodge.com. Deadwood's newest legend.